The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, the flagship station for all of Salem Media, out of New York, but you know what? Broadcasting and streaming around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. Appreciate you listening, and we get your correspondence, and we are very happy to have you with us with great respect. Speaking of great respect, speaking of being very privileged to have this next guest, Colonel Douglas McGregor, I tell you, I am so impressed with this man. He wrote an article I cannot wait to get into. Colonel McGregor is a retired United States Army colonel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, author, and a senior fellow at the American Conservative. It is so just great to have you with us, Colonel. We appreciate it. I'm a big fan, but I love your overview of everything, and a good Monday to you, sir.
Yeah, same to you, Joe. Good to hear you.
Well, we are just honored to have you with us. I'm reading your article in American Greatness. This is scary, and just rather than have me explain it, may I ask that you do that, Colonel? The fears, soldiers of France versus globalism. Could you explain that to us, sir, please?
Sure. What's happened in France is very straightforward. You have the French army, which is a very professional, regular armed force led by very professional senior officers, and they have a mix of active and retired officers that put together a letter essentially telling President Macron, if you don't intervene to restore order in France and to protect the French nation from the rising criminality inside the country, then we will intervene, if necessary, to save France.
Wow.
There are now about 75,000 signatories to that letter. There were originally only a few hundred, then a few thousand. As I said, now 75,000. These are people who put their names down, who put their names and their reputations and their careers and so forth on the line. You have another letter that's similar, making a similar argument, but people are signing on anonymously, and there are over 200,000 that signed that one. And it's very simple. France has soldiers that have fought with us over the last 20 years across the Middle East, all over Africa, to defeat Islamism, to crush Sunni Islamism, the radical Islam that we've heard so much about. And they've done a brilliant job. They're very, very good, competent people. They're still in Syria with us, some in Iraq. And these soldiers have suddenly realized over the last 20 years that while they were overseas fighting for this thing called the French nation at home was being destroyed. And not just by the same people, although, you know, you have millions and millions of Muslims in France, many of whom have come there illegally or simply came when the borders were thrown open by President Macron, and they have now created effectively a state within a state inside France, their own schools, their own laws, but at the same time, it's also a tidal wave of criminality involving rape, assault, and murder, to the point where the French army is now patrolling the streets of France along with the police that just can't handle it on their own anymore. And they suddenly said, you know, what we've been doing overseas that occupied our attention is now a distraction. We're losing our country at home. This is unacceptable. We will not surrender France. France is originally a Christian country. That's not because people in the army or even Frenchmen in general are terribly religious. It's a matter of culture, history, language, experience. The French have always been very tolerant of anyone who came to France, who adopted the French culture and language, obeyed its laws, and essentially assimilated and became, for all intents and purposes, French.
Yeah.
But they're now dealing with something very different. none of these people that they're dealing with want anything to do with being French. And this is now a danger to the French country because roughly one in four adults is a Muslim. When you start talking about people under the age of 30, it's an even higher percentage. And they are very open about their determination to take over and Islamicize France. And so they've told Macron, who has cultivated this and encouraged this, just as Biden Harris have opened the borders and encouraged everyone to come in, the same thing has happened in France with President Macron. They've said enough is enough. Now, will a coup occur? I don't know. But that's where we stand.
The military in France is telling Macron to, in essence, and for lack of a better phrase, to get its act together, to stop it, to be true to France as opposed to people coming from the outside. And you know what's so frustrating, Colonel, what you said talking about, and we were talking about it earlier, when folks in who are in the United States House of Representatives, they come from these war-torn countries. They come from these horrible situations. They come to the great America. They have the best life. They come in, and then they try to change us to their ways. And that's common sense. So now you're telling me that the military is stepping up and approaching Macron because there is a distinct danger of a major changeover in France.
Yes. Yeah. They're afraid that the nation itself will break down and the criminality will become effectively institutionalized. They've already got these areas which the left, of course, in Europe claims don't exist that are called no-go zones where the police won't even enter. And there is another fear that no one talks about that's implicit in all of this, is the French move in the direction that I think they ultimately will, and Mr. Macron will be gone. People will then watch what happens in the rest of Europe, because there are plenty of people in Germany and Denmark, Sweden, Italy, Spain, who are confronting the same kinds of problems, and they want to save their country, save their religion, language, culture, ethnicity, call it what you will, the things that make us who we are. And these people collectively in Western Europe are the foundation for our civilization. And we need to be concerned about this. We need to pay attention to it. Of course, unfortunately, we're in a somewhat similar position now. And there are many veterans, and I'm one of them, that has certainly spent time in the Middle East, and we understand what we were sent over there to do, and we understand what's at stake, but it's turned into a distraction. What happens here at home is now far, far more important than anything happening overseas, and I think that's what the French military has decided.
Colonel Douglas McGregor, writing here, what happens when a government treats its national boundaries with disinterest, even neglect? What does it mean when governments fail to enforce the rule of law? What happens when democratic governments release hardened criminals into society, imprison citizens who criticize it, and ignore the destabilizing human and economic impact of a hostile foreign invasion under the guise of immigration? Goodness gracious, that is the United States of America today, Colonel McGregor, is it not?
Yes, sadly, I'm afraid it is.
Now, will this administration listen to you as a veteran and the military leaders in charge now? Do they have enough courage to approach the president or whoever's running this country? Do they have enough courage to at least send this red flag up to Washington?
Well, I think the short answer to both of your questions is no and no.
Wow.
You're dealing with ideologically hardened leftists. These are people that are committed to this thing we call globalism, which is really a euphemism more and more for Marxism, international Marxism.
Yeah.
And they're not interested. They're busy doing their work, and they think they're doing God's work, although obviously they're atheistic and don't believe in God. But they think that they're right, everyone else is wrong. So the first answer to the question is no, they're not listening. And then secondly, for the last 30 years, we've seen the systematic, gradual politicization of the senior ranks. And people that were willing to go along with whatever the various administrations wanted, beginning with the Clinton administration. And I think we now know that the Bush administration was, if anything, largely an extension of the Clinton administration, which then, of course, becomes the Obama administration. And that's That's 24 years right there of selections for senior rank, general officer, flag officer. And the people that signed on for interventions everywhere, nation building, and now what we call diversity in the extreme, in other words, affirmative action programs for every conceivable category of humanity that the left wants to come up with, whether it's someone who is gender neutral or homosexual or whatever else. I mean, the left loves to put us into categories and push this. And the people that went along with it and said, sure, let's put women into the combat forces. Let's have women everywhere. Let's do whatever we want to do. We're going to create this brave new world where everyone is the same. There are no differences. Nothing matters. So I think that's where we are. I wouldn't expect much out of the senior officers.
And Colonel McGregor, why was this lieutenant, the Space Force Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, removed after writing about how Marxism is infiltrating the military? Should he not have said something like this? I mean, they took him right out. That's a bit of a red flag itself, yes?
Yeah, I think it is. First of all, I don't know the forum that he used, and I don't recall any regulations or laws that prohibit someone serving in the armed forces to express an opinion as a private citizen in a public forum. You get into trouble if you go out in your uniform and stand there and try to identify what your political cause is with the uniform you wear, with the military branch of service that you're part of, or if you enter into public campaigning for election. So I'm not sure what that forum was, but based upon what I read, I think he simply challenged the dogma that we're discussing. He challenged efficacy, and he got himself into trouble. That's where we are.
And Colonel, again, we appreciate your valuable time, sir. So you see what this administration is doing. They meticulously, and correct me if I'm wrong, place in what looks like an invasion when they take, because it doesn't matter who comes from the outside, but they're trying to take people from the southern border of the United States, put them in San Antonio, put these folks in Dallas, put these folks in San Diego. Goodness gracious, it looks like an invasion, and it's just for votes, but you could upend an entire country with this process, correct, sir?
Well, that's the goal, to upend the country. I mean, Obama and his administration placed hundreds of thousands of Muslims from Somalia and other Middle Eastern countries all over the United States with the goal of essentially doing exactly what you described. It's an attempt to turn the electorate blue, if you will, artificially, by bringing in people who are obviously not Americans, recently arrived, and essentially passing out citizenship. You know, we Americans have been remarkably tolerant in our history, more so than we get credit for being. And we forget that people that came here before 1924, between 1815 and 1924, that's normally the period of immigration. Before 1815, we generally regard the people that came here then as settlers because it was not much here. And they established the foundations of the nation. The immigrants come, and very few go back. I think only about 2 million out of 32 million returned to the places they came from in Europe because they just could not assimilate. Yeah. And we were very selective, more so than people think. We just didn't take everyone. It was tough to become an American. You really did have to assimilate. You had to become part of the country. And the good news was that the overwhelming majority wanted to be Americans. We forget that. That helps. The problem we're dealing with right now is that people are being invited in, as in France, and they're not being told, you know, you have to do X, Y, and Z to be an American. So, no, you be whatever you like. You can settle here and stay, and we're happy to have you.
Colonel Douglas McGregor, kind enough to join us, sir. Again, before we let you go, Colonel, the end game. What's the end game? Because these people that are letting everybody in, and they want to change the tenor of I'm being kind, the tenor of the country, they're like useful idiots, for lack of a better term, and they're going to be the first to go, correct? That's the end. What is their end game? What are they, power and control? Why would they want to upend the country like this, sir?
Well, I think if you can establish a permanent government that is dominated by the left, by the people that we're talking about who are globalists, internationalists, Marxists, which is really the discussion, you do that by creating an electorate that couldn't reliably vote for you, and you do that by dividing the electorate, by dividing the country, by creating these categories, by destroying any sense of societal cohesion and unity. You know, we're coming up on Memorial Day, and Memorial Day is not just a time where we pause to remember the people that sacrificed their lives to defend the American people and the Republic. It's also a day where we celebrated our unity, our strength, our national identity and purpose as a nation. Let's see what happens on this Memorial Day. I'm very concerned about the failure right now of Americans to stand up and simply say no. And I know they're afraid, and I understand why the government can turn its forces against them. But we've got to collectively simply say no, stand up, and refuse this destructive agenda. I wish I would hear more from people that call themselves Republicans or right-wingers or whatever. Yeah. Don't really hear much of that.
It's your Colonel Douglas McGregor. You got to please read. It's a must read, a vital read. Soldiers of France versus Globalism and America Greatness. It's amgreatness.com. Colonel McGregor, just a privilege to have you join us, sir. We are humbled by your wisdom and appreciative of you always coming on the show with us.
Great talking with you, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Colonel Douglas McGregor, right there. Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads, checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to the outbound side of the BQE. Still moving slowly, getting down toward Atlantic Avenue. The stalled truck was just cleared. It's kind of busy on the Deegan southbound, getting down toward the stadium. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. Westbound belt heavy out by Lefferts Boulevard. It's kind of busy on the northern state, eastbound at Shelter Rock Road. They're still cleaning up from an earlier car fire there. 78 westbound, exit 49, getting out through Union. It looks like some ongoing construction there, slowing it down. 80 west, exit 52 in Fairfield. An accident blocking two lanes. 280 east, exit 17, down through Harris in a collision. 206 still closed with an overturned tractor trailer with injuries in Bedminster. And taking a ride to 9 southbound and South Amboy, they just cleaned up an accident there. Some stop-and-go traffic on 287 eastbound, getting out toward 95. Sunny today with a high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Ben Shapiro explains what Israel is dealing with.
Okay, so the United States basically reopened the door. The Trump administration said, no, we are making very clear who our allies are here, and if you engage in terror, the money ain't coming your way. And things were calm, and things were quiet. And then the Biden administration came in, and within months, you have this massive conflagration, which is now on the verge of all-out war. And the reason it's on the verge of all-out war is because Israel literally has millions of its citizens now living underground.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code JOEP. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and the MyPillow towel sets. You will love these My Slippers. 800-651-0798. Promo code JOEP.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka for my friends at BestHotGrill.com. They make the Soleil Infrared Grills, the hot, fast grills for everyday, year-round grilling. You may already have a low-temperature, slow-cooking smoker, egg, or pellet barbecue. They're fine when you have the time, but you don't have to wait for the weekend with a Soleil Infrared Gas Grill, which heats to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices, grills food faster, and makes steaks, chicken, veggies, season fish, so very succulent and tasty. In a matter of minutes, your family can have a healthy and great-tasting grilled dinner. And with Solaire's demo rental program, you can try before you buy, grilling all the foods your family enjoys without a salesman breathing down your neck. Then see why the U.S.-made Solaire is the last grill you will ever buy. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Try before you buy with the Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center in Elizabeth. Dedicated and experienced oncologists and skilled nurses stand beside patients all the way at the Comprehensive Cancer Center in Elizabeth at Trinitas. And from diagnosis through treatment, had a chance to chat with somebody who went there saying how great it is over there. And I walked through the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center, talked to the oncologist, you know, and being a cancer survivor, but I was very, very fortunate where I had just a little cancer in my thyroid. They took it out, you know, but still you're always looking over your shoulder. And I always talk to the oncologists and then to see what's new and what's cutting edge. And it's all there at the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center. But there's like the spiritual approach that they have over there. I saw it in the patients. I saw it there and I hear it all the time. So if you've got cancer, don't forget you can outlive this disease. So, and you want to do that in a caring, compassionate, and uplifting setting. And that's what Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center brings. It's a comforting and targeted approach to cancer care. Here's the number. Please take a moment and call the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center. I'm feeling for you, and you could beat this. And you know what? You want to do it with the way they do it, in a comforting way, the way they do it at Trinitas. I've been over there. It's spectacular. Here's the number, 908-994-8000. It's 908-994-8000.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, tonight at 7.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Proud to be Commissioner Ray Kelly to the airwaves, the longest-serving commissioner of the NYPD in history, former commissioner of the U.S. Customs Service. Commissioner Kelly, welcome back to the show. Ray, always just such a joy to bring you to the airwaves, sir.
Oh, thank you, Joe. It's always great to be with you.
Well, we like to hear the common sense, and you're a warrior. You understand police like nobody else, and I just don't know what's happening in New York as I go around New York, and your overview of what's going on now. And first of all, can we start here, Commissioner Kelly? The LGBTQ community disinviting the NYPD to march in the parade. I have no words for that, sir. I mean, your thoughts, please. Huh?
Well, it's all part of the demonization of policing. This is throughout the country, happening in a lot of different organizations. Now, GOAL has been a positive factor, positive force in the NYPD for 4 decades. They've opened our eyes to lots of things. I've marched with them on several occasions. These are hardworking cops who deserve to be in a place of significance in the gay pride celebration. So it doesn't make any sense. And then these people say, well, they're not going to use the police. They're going to have private security. You know, good luck with that. I mean, you know, where does this all go? The denigration, the disrespecting of police officers. What is the end game? Who's going to have police? So are they going to be cowed into doing absolutely nothing? Are they going to have no respect on the part of the public? Is that the goal? It makes no sense to do things like this. But, hey, we're going to see a lot more of this in a lot of different places. But I think it's particularly hurtful when you see this organization, who I say has been a force for good in the department for several decades, shunted aside. And sort of, you know, an object of derision and scorn.
Commissioner Kelly, when I go to One Police Plaza, that is the single most diverse place on earth that I've seen, sir. I go in there. There's Absolutely. People of every color, every religion, every gender, every sexuality, and it's right there. And they're all cops. What are they missing, Ray? You know, Ray? What are they missing? Huh?
You know, in the Bloomberg administration, we brought in cops born born in 106 countries. No other police department any place in the world comes close to that. Yet you still want to denigrate the department. It is obviously a majority-minority department, and there's every conceivable type of ethnic group or social group, whatever, represented in the police department. Yet it's never enough. Never enough. You know, the president of the city council, Dennis Johnson, he said he wants to reduce the footprint of the NYPD. You know, who's for that? Which one of his constituents, at least people with any kind of common sense, want to see that with the crime that we have raging in the city these days? But that's where we are. It just defies common sense, quite frankly, but this is where we are in our time in history.
11 shootings in an 8-hour span, one fatality in New York, and not to mention what's happening in Chicago. And if they ever went to you, Commissioner Kelly, and they said, Commissioner, what can we do to stop this? I mean, you could. I have a feeling you, Ray, I know, could do it overnight. But I mean, where can the city, you know, because we have a lot of folks that do listen to the show, Commissioner, and we are honored to have you with us, sir. I have such immense respect for you, Ray. You know that. How do you get it back?
Yes,
you tell them. How do you tell them? How do you tell them what to do? I mean, because they're just not even listening to any law enforcement anywhere.
Exactly. No, there's nobody looking for advice from outside, that's for sure. I mean, one thing they should do, I've been harping on this for quite a while, they have to put back in place the anti-crime units.
Yeah.
These are very effective fighters to address violent crime. I've got to refund the police. The mayor defunded the police for no reason at all. No reason they articulated. He just took away a police academy class. The city council has run amok, making all sorts of rules and regulations to restrict the police. And obviously, when you do that, the ultimate result is the police are going to engage less. This is not brain surgery. The more you restrict the police, the less they're going to do. These are human beings. This is something that the you know, they don't want to put the well-being of their family or themselves on the line. So they're going to back off, and that's where you see the record numbers of shootings. It's, you know, up now almost 100%, I believe, from where it was last year, where it went up 100%.
Yeah.
So it's very dangerous out there. Dangerous for police officers, as we saw. The three officers shot the other day. Thank God for those bullet-resistant vests.
Yeah.
But it's a very, very tough time to be a police officer. And the natural reaction is to be reactive rather than proactive. You know, the things that reduced crime for years in New York City under several administrations simply not being engaged in. Now it's listen to the radio. You get a call on the radio. You go, and that's it. You know, they're not going to get out of those radio cars as much as they used to, because their well-being is in jeopardy.
And all the criminals being released right back onto the street. What is the? I always ask what the end game is. What's the end game? Why would you, who are these politicians pandering to? The criminals? You know, Commissioner. I mean, why are they offended? Are they? They're afraid they're going to offend the criminals for committing crimes. They're coming in. They're going right back out on the street again.
You know, that's a great question. I ask that all the time. I think they have done an analysis that says that there are more likely voters who are willing to restrict the police, willing to limit what the police can do, than those that are concerned about their safety, which is illogical. But again, that's what we see on the streets of our cities, and it's what you see as far as the political actions that are being taken. People don't seem to see the danger that lies through the common citizen. And, you know, and it's no hold barred release of people. The bail reform law was a total disaster in New York State. And one of the reasons is that they did not put in the law the ability of judges to hold someone based on their criminal history, which exists in a lot of other states. It does not exist in New York. So that's where you see people who arrested for robbery, for burglary. There's no bail. They just walk out the door again. It's very disheartening. It's disheartening for cops, certainly, but it should be disheartening for citizens as well. This is a primary issue, I think, in whether or not New York comes back. The question of crime and the control of crime. Are people going to come back and populate those offices in New York City? Are they going to ride the subway? Doesn't look like it so far. You know, they're going to be mandated to go back to work by some employers, but we'll see what that reaction is. And I think, again, the core issue is safety. People want to feel safe on the streets. They want to feel safe on the subways. And if they're not feeling that way, they're going to resist going back to work and going to be a real detriment to the recovery of New York City.
Commissioner Ray Kelly, we miss you, man. We wish you were back. I'll tell you, because, you know, and we'll let you go, Commissioner Kelly, but does it come from the top? Because look what's happening at the border. And we just had this conversation with Colonel McGregor. It's like, so they're letting people in the border with this virus, by the way, with this virus. And then they're strategically placing these people coming across the border with the virus in different cities around the country. It looks like for votes, now that's coming from the top. So that from the top goes. That what is a mayor supposed to think when they see the president or this administration just flooding America with folks that have a virus that go into different cities and they don't even check them for criminality there. So if it's going to happen nationally, it's going to happen locally. Correct.
Yeah. I mean, the sanctuary cities are alive and well. That's where these people are going. ICE is not able to do virtually anything anymore. Yeah. I was the customs commissioner. I'm pretty familiar with what happens on the border, and it's very easy to get overwhelmed there. And they have been. There's no question about it that we cannot handle the flow. We just can't do it. And we're going to have these people, as you said, untested, going throughout America. And nobody really seems to care. At least the press doesn't seem to care. There's no stories that are being written about the spreading of the of COVID by these folks. It's very tough to be customs agents or border patrol agent along the southern border. They're just overwhelmed, and there's no help that I see in sight. Maybe they can work something out with the the countries, with Guatemala, El Salvador. It has worked in the past. We're going to need that though again, otherwise we're going to just be swarmed with these folks.
Well, you know what, Commissioner, it's great to hear from you, sir, because it just confirms what we think needs to be done, and you see it clear as ever, and you've been right in the heat of the battle. So we appreciate that, Ray Kelly. You're a great man, Commissioner Kelly. We appreciate you being with us, and please come back soon. You know, you give us confidence.
All right,
that
Joe.
You know what, we feel like we're not crazy when we hear you talking. Thank you, sir. Thanks, Ray.
All the vice versa.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Commissioner Ray Kelly, what a great guy. What a great guy. I mean, longest serving commissioner of the NYPD, and former commissioner of the U.S. Customs Service. So you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I know what you're thinking. And when you hear somebody as great as Commissioner Kelly, who knows, who kept law enforcement intact in this city, it makes you, it gives you some hope that maybe we'll get there soon enough. Joe on the radio, it's 9:38. Al's got the headline news for you, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
66 degrees at 9:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Transit awarding a construction company the contract to renovate Perth Amboy's train station. The project will modernize the historic station with better accessibility to platforms, including elevators and ramps. Department of Transportation Commissioner Diane Gutierrez-Cassetti says improving station access, a big part of New Jersey Transit's ongoing capital projects. The Perth Amboy Station that was built in 1927 will also get upgraded restrooms, minor building repairs, and new security cameras. Today marks the pushback deadline to file your federal income taxes if you're still not ready to file. The IRS allows taxpayers to file for an extension. Anyone can go to IRS.gov and automatically get a six-month extension. In sports, Orioles beat the Yankees 10-6. Rays get the sweep over the Mets 7-1. The Knicks won their third straight. They beat the Celtics 96-92. They have clinched the number four seed in the Eastern Conference. They'll host the Hawks in the first round. Nets get the two seed after beating the Cavs 123-109. And the Islanders beat the Penguins in the first overtime 4-3 yesterday in Game 1 of the East first-round game in Pittsburgh. Game 2 set for tomorrow. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. 287 eastbound, busy traffic getting out toward the New England Thruway. Expect some stop-and-go traffic over on 80 West, exit 52 into Fairfield with an accident just cleared. Traffic stop-and-go as you head to 78 westbound, exit 49 in Union. It's some construction going on in the express lanes till 2 this afternoon. Hudson River crossings moving along okay. Problems continue as you head to 206 in Bedminster. Overturned tractor trailer and a fluid spill. All lanes remain blocked in both directions. 22 westbound of Union, they're doing construction out by Vauxhall Road. Traffic is still slowing down on the Cross Bronx West into the outbound GWB with construction at the outbound George Washington Bridge. Alternate side parking rules suspended, metered parking rules in effect. Jackie Robinson eastbound at Metropolitan Avenue, some ongoing construction there. And the Southern State westbound by Merrick Avenue to North Merrick, a collision. Sunny today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Technologies and Windows can help you upgrade your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Save up to 45% on PCs with Windows 10 Pro, plus business docs, monitors, and more. Work anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 20 minutes before Mike Gallagher, 20 before 10 o'clock on AM 970. The answer, Jaden Horn's coming up. I want to tell you about Relief Factor because I love you and I want you out of pain. You gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning, right? And we go through the issues of the day. And there's a lot to get into. And I know you think like, oh, what's going on, you know? And then, you know what? You're in pain. I have a way to get you out of pain. I think. I can't make a clinical claim. I'm not allowed to do that on the radio. I will tell you what works for me. You know what works for me? Relief Factor works for me. In 5 days, that three-week quick start for $19.95, less than a cost of a cup of coffee a day, $19.95, you can get out of pain. So if you're after a long day and you said, oh, I'm hurting here, and you're walking and you feel like you're not yourself, try the three-week quick start. And I know if you're like me, you hear me talking about it, but you don't go to relieffactor.com. You got to go to relieffactor.com. You know, listen to Joey on the radio. 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Go to relieffactor.com. And what's wild about the Relief Factor, and I always thank Pete and Seth about this, is your pain dissipates. And before you know, you don't even realize it. Before you know, you go, whoa, I can move my arm, and it doesn't hurt. I could walk without pain again. Just try the three-week quick start, please. It's only $19.95. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Hey! My dad is bringing home the best birthday cake ever.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
Doug. Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
I love you, Mama. I'll call you right back. I love my mom checks in with me. That's the best while I'm on the radio. You're on the air. I said, yes, I'm on the air. It's okay, Mom. You can call any time. You can call any time, Mama. Hey, let me tell you about Route 22 Toyota, if I may, because, you know, they're practicing social distancing, keeping everything safe still at the Route 22 Toyota at the state-of-the-art service center in Hillside, New Jersey. Alex Cancelito, man, they got some great deals for you for qualified buyers, like that 0% APR financing I keep telling you about, up to 60 months, zero-down leases. You could be driving a new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. You'll love the state-of-the-art service center. You will love the showroom. And again, I got a note from my buddy Captain Frank. He goes, hey, we're taking, there was a family member, like an in-law, and we're going to see Alex Kinsella. Boom. When I tell you, literally, it seemed like a couple hours later, Captain Frank texted me back, said, made a great deal. Another great deal at Route 22 Toyota. Everybody is going there because you get the best deals, like my sister Carol, like Al. Everybody's going to Route 22 Toyota. Here, why don't you start here? You can call. I heard you on Joe's show. What can you do for me? Let's start there, okay? It's 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. You don't got to deal with dummies. It's on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970. The Answer.
Jaden Horton is former head of external affairs for the American Jewish Congress, political commentator, and regular contributor to Metropolitan Magazine. Jaden, how are you? Welcome back, man. It's been a while. How are you?
Oh, my gosh, Joe. How are you? I'm great. I'm out here in San Diego. I've been surfing and looking for topics to write about.
Wait. Did you go? How great of a town is San Diego? I mean, really. I mean, the weather's perfect. Beautiful. Are you doing the waves, yep. Jaden? Come on, Jaden. You're surfing, really? You're hitting the waves, are you?
I am.
Oh man. And then you're writing. That's a great lifestyle, my friend. By the way, did you move there? Did you move there, Jaden?
No. So, you know, COVID New York wasn't the greatest place. And, MetMag launched in Palm Beach. So I was down in South Florida helping do that and writing. And then I decided I was going to come back to the city and still wasn't reopened. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. I'm gonna find some greener pastures until it reopens. So now it's reopened. Yep. I'm coming back to the end this week.
Well,
so
listen, I know you're going to be writing about this, why Israel is often portrayed as the aggressor in this conflict with Hamas. I mean, and you're a young guy and you get it. They blame Israel for everything. And I don't even, you can't even almost talk about the Palestinians as we feel for the Palestinians and want to help the Palestinians. These are old warmongers who are Hamas, who are hurling these rockets into Tel Aviv and into Israel, correct?
I mean, it's actually worse than that. Hamas is a designated terrorist organization by the EU, the US, and Israel. Any moral equivalence of trying to say that this is overall about the Palestinian cause or about some kind of American transposed racism onto Israel is just absolutely disgusting. The background, the clear background of this is that Hamas is taking advantage of weakness in Israel. Israel's gone to the polls four times in 2 years. The prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has not been able to form a government. And we know that in over 100 days in, the Biden administration has refused to appoint an ambassador to Israel, our closest ally. Right. So Hamas senses that there is distance between Jerusalem and Washington, D.C., and they are absolutely, absolutely seizing the opportunity. And at the end of the day, they are looking, and this is why it matters to Americans in our political class, they are looking to fracture the Democratic Party on Israel. We have progressives out there now pushing Biden to tie military aid to our closest ally, Joe.
Yeah.
To tie military aid to what they do to rein in a terrorist organization, And what this will do is it will shatter the bipartisan consensus on Israel that both Republicans and Democrats agree on, and make Israel a partisan cultural issue in the United States. And we have seen what has happened every time progressives have made something a cultural issue.
Yeah, it's so true. And don't you think that Iran, who's backing this, and correct me if I'm wrong, or your thoughts on this, Jaden, Iran is testing this administration. They're testing it. They go right to Hamas. They're supplying these rockets. And then Biden is folding. This administration is just folding, in my opinion. It's a test from Iran, is it not?
I mean, look at the weakness here. We know that the Trump administration, their foreign policy towards Iran was maximum pressure.
Yeah.
Biden administration comes in, telegraphs that they're going to go back to the nuclear deal. They're going to go back to the status quo before all of the Arab peace deals that the Trump administration negotiated.
Yeah,
and they're going to empower Iran. Iran makes a video of them blowing up the U.S. Capitol. Up the U.S. Capitol.
Did you see that? Thank you for bringing that up. What was that? And they put it on Iranian television, correct?
Correct. And it was on YouTube for a bit before YouTube took it down. Shocked that there would be, you know, disgusting show of violence, right, from a country that is a state sponsor of terrorism. But you're absolutely right. They are saber rattling because they have been weakened and had their hands tied for 4 years under the Trump administration, and they are looking at an opportunity to once again be a regional player and a regional power. And the Biden administration is making a gross miscalculation, believing that Iran has any plans other than things that are evil for Israel. They have telegraphed it time and again that Israel is the little Satan, and America is the big Satan, that Israel must fall first and then America will fall.
Yeah.
That is their entire political and religious ideology.
It's so true. Jaden, right on the money. Oh, good to hear from you, man. Glad to hear you're fired up. While you're doing the waves, you're staying fired up, brother. I like that, man.
Absolutely.
I got to ask you this before we go. What kind of board are you using? Are you a longboard guy, or you stay with the shorter boards?
Oh, no, I'm a longboard guy.
Look at you,
absolutely,
man. Yeah, I love it. I'm an old surfer from way back. Jaden Horn, he's the man. Great chat, Jaden. Come back soon, my friend, and hopefully we'll see you in studio soon enough.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, travel safe, my friend. There's a bright young man right there, former head of external affairs for the American Jewish Congress. 9:51 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there. Check it out. Traffic on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Joe Piscopo. Let's see what's happening here on the Southern State Parkway westbound, getting out toward Merrick Ave, getting into North Merrick. It's an accident. Northern State eastbound at Shelter Rock Road. They finally cleaned up that other accident there. Traffic is still moving slowly. Cross Bronx West, Bronx River Parkway out through the GWB with construction at the outbound George Washington Bridge. Alternate side parking rules suspended today and tomorrow. And it looks like metered parking rules, they remain in effect. Watch for delays at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge on the lower level into town. It looks like an accident there was just cleared away. And the inbound GWB looks fine. No problems at the Lincoln or Holland. 78 West exit 49. Some construction getting out through Union in the express lanes. And problems continue on 206 over in PPAC Gladstone. It's all due to an overturned tractor trailer. Everything is still closed. It's a fluid spill over there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, during pandemic, we thought we had it pretty tough here in the New York tri-state area. Remember the lines for toilet paper and paper towels and basic things like Clorox wipes? We thought our life had been upended and totally turned around in such a way that it was never going to return back to normal. Yet here we are, about a year later. Slowly, it's getting there. No matter what we went through, I want you to think about the young people in Central and South America that endured multiple hurricanes. In fact, some of the countries in Central America, two Hurricane Sandy-sized hurricanes hit within 13 days of each other, within just a few miles of each other. And in that region of the world, the food crisis, which was already very, very tough, got worse. In fact, there are 703 children on this waiting list, and your gift of $37 will provide one of them food for the next 6 months. Would you call right now, 855-919-4673, or go online to am970theanswer.com.
Attention AM 970 fans, join us in Atlantic City to support our local community June 27th through 30th. It's the 6th annual 21st Century Drug and Violence Prevention Training Conference put on by LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. They're committed to reinforcing the mutual respect, goodwill, and relations between law enforcement and their communities. Sign up at leaddrugs.org now. That's LEADRUGS.ORG. Sign up for the 6th annual LEAD Conference today.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today. Nice and warm this afternoon. There can be a shower in spots this afternoon, mainly north and west of the city, high 77. And patchy clouds tonight, though 57 in Midtown, down to 48 to 53 in the cooler suburbs of northwest New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow, breezy and pleasantly warm in the afternoon, high 80. Wednesday, sunshine and very warm, high 85. AM 970, the answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Let me tell you about Mike Connors, if I can. You need a will. You need a trust. You need a power of attorney. You need a health care proxy. You got to take everything. You got to be prepared because there's going to be I keep telling you, the municipal government's going to take all your taxes. State government, you're New York, New Jersey, forget about it. Yeah, and I'm telling you, not to mention the regular IRS going after you, and then the mamalukes that are hovering around, waiting to take all your money. Will you just get yourself in order, please, like I did? Mike Connors will give you a free comprehensive telephone consultation, and he can help protect your family, your assets, your legacy. They've been helping people like you and like me to plan their estates, protect their families for 40 years. So when you go cross-eyed, you worry about nursing home costs, will, trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will. You want to go, no, I don't want to hear it. Just talk to Mike and the team. They are really great. And they're, again, down to earth, humble, and are such, they are, I think, out of all the estate planners, they're the top of the game. And I'm telling you, if you call 718-238-6500, you could talk and get a free initial telephone consultation with Mike himself, by the way. You know you got to do it, okay? 718-238-6500 or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. It's Monday. We got this, baby. Working our way to Memorial Day. Mike Gallagher on The Answer, 10:05. Can we listen to Bruce? Is that okay? Is that okay? Glory days. Al, let me go to Roberta. She's been such a dedicated listener from day one. I know we got to go. Roberta, got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. How you doing?
Okay, I know. Right. I just happened to be on the subway, even though I'm afraid of them. I saw a sign that said, one of the posters that said, abolish ICE. If you see an ICE agent, repel them by any means necessary, even through lethal force. And I couldn't believe that was like an advertisement on the subway. And they saw somebody attacking
unbelievable. An agent. Yeah, well, Roberta, be careful, please. I got to tell everybody to be careful. You know what? There's the concerted effort to take down this society is suspect. Because what's the end game? Who's going to take over? They're in power and control. And I keep saying, the people that are trying to instill all of these extreme measures, I'm being kind in my vernacular here this morning, they want to just take over the country. They're going to be the first to go. All the protesters in the streets, you think you're going to get somebody that's a socialist, with a socialist agenda to come in, and they're going to let, or the communists come in, or whoever comes in, they're going to let the protest. You'll be the first in jail. You'll be in jail. They'll shut you down. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. They're giving this country away. And we're here to try to save it. And I'm exhausted trying to save it, but so help me God, we're not going down. We're going to keep fighting every single morning until we take this country back, because it's slipping away and we ain't going to let that happen. And God bless you for understanding that and appreciating that. Hey, Joe Sebelia, great show. Oh, my goodness
Thank
gracious.
You.
Thank you. No, really great.
Mediocrity tomorrow.
No. Yeah, we can slip tomorrow a little bit. Big Al, thank you, my friend.
Big Al. I keep saying Big Al because it's stature. Big Al. And Debbie, we love you. And we love you for listening. Can you do me a favor? Make it the best day ever. You deserve it.